a week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty Olympic greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the August 9th Olympic edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let the games end! The complicated and pandemic-delayed Tokyo Games officially ended Sunday in Japan. The United States topped the final Olympics medal table with 113 medals, 39 gold, 41 silver, and 33 bronze. China was next with 88 medals, 38 gold, 32 silver, and 18 bronze. Host Japan was third on the table with 27 gold, 14 silver, 17 bronze, and 58 medals. Kenya was the top performing African team in Japan with 10 medals, 4 gold, 4 silver, and 2 bronze. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Kenyan athletes Eliud Kipchoge and Paris Jepchirchir, who on the final weekend of Olympic action won the gold medals in the men's and women's marathons. On last Friday's show, the energetic Andy Edwards described Kipchoge as the monarch of the marathon, and the king certainly reigned in Sapporo, Japan. The world record holder Kipchoge successfully defended his Olympic marathon title with a dominating performance, as we hear now from Samson Omale.
On the final day of the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games, Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge underlined his credentials as the undisputed king of the marathon with a totally dominant run to retain his Olympic title on the streets of Sapporo on Sunday. Kipchoge, only the third person to win successive Olympic marathons, finished in 2 hours, 8 minutes, 38 seconds. Eliud Kipchoge says he has fulfilled his legacy.
I respect the values of preparation and planning. That what was in my bucket list was Tokyo 2020. So I'm going back now, talk with my coach, see what are the opportunities in the world, and I will actually come back to you people. But for now, I want to enjoy winning here in Tokyo.
And my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten, will have more on two-time Olympic marathon champion Eliud Kipchoge later in the show. Another African Olympic highlight from the weekend was Botswana winning a bronze medal in the men's 4x400 meters relay. Team USA won the gold medal in 2 minutes and 55.70 seconds. The Netherlands won the silver medal in 2 minutes and 57.18 seconds. On their way to winning the bronze medal, the Botswanan men twice broke the African record, and in the final, lowered it to 2 minutes and 57.27 seconds. The African record was previously held by Nigeria's gold medal-winning team at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. For reaction to Botswana's achievement, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with a member of that Nigerian 4x400 meters relay team at the Sydney Games, Anefiok Udo Obong.
Yes, excitingly, the Botswana 4x400 team set a new African record at the Tokyo Olympics. They actually were an incredible team. They set the record twice. Well, they set the record in the semifinals and broke it again in the finals. That's an incredible run for them to win the bronze medal in the finals. It was our record. We are proud of it. We ran 2 minutes 58.68 seconds to win the gold in Sydney. Obviously, silver that was given awarded gold after the infraction of the American team. So it's exciting that it's taking about 21 years to break. The 4x400 record is one that stays a long time. We, as a team in Sydney, broke the 1984 team, the 4x400 African record that won a bronze for the Innocent Ebonike led team for Nigeria. So that was a record too then. We broke the record winning silver, which turned to gold. And the Botswana team have broken a record again to win another bronze medal for Africa. So generally, when we run it, we always run the record at the Olympics, and it gives us a medal. So it's an exciting thing. The Botswana team, long overdue. They're a very strong team. They were a very strong team. They really, really, I had expected the record to go 2 or 3 years ago when they had a sub 44 runners. But at this time, it was an incredible race. And probably they should have probably deserved a medal, a higher medal than they got.
It took 21 years to erase the record set by your set at the Sydney Olympic Games. What may have caused the delay?
21 years to break our record. Yes, that's true. Like I said earlier, that's an incredible record. It's a world-class standard by all indications. The 400 meters is a very unique event, and that people running at very fast times. It's always very difficult to get four people running those quality times in the same country at the same time. America, obviously, are richly blessed. They have an abundance of riches in in the events. Nigeria, we have been lucky to have so much talent. And this goes on. So I'm not surprised it's taken so long. This record too might take even quite longer, except the Botswanians, where we have Makwala retiring obviously very soon. So except the Botswanians have the factory training out these quarter milers, it's going to take some beating. But back in Nigeria, we are not taking it lightly. And it was nice to see our record finally broken. It shows progress of the sport. But they would have loved it to be broken by a Nigerian team. And since it was not, some of us in terms of administrative and coaching roles, we have a lot to say about that. We have to start preparing our teams. The Nigerian team have not been showing so well in the relays. And like it was rightly pointed out, this Botswana team, we are the first African team to be in the Olympic final in 18 years. 18 years. The last time we were in the Olympic final was in 2004, and that was my team, with a bronze winning team in Athens. So since the 2004 race, we had no African 4x400 meters team in an Olympic final. So we didn't have in China, we didn't have in London, we didn't have in Rio, and we're having here, and it's good that they came out with a medal. So it's something that we must talk about and see how we can start producing quality 400 runners and very good 4x4 relay runners. 4x4 relay runners are quite different. They have their mindset is different from the 400, and it's usually something that reflects on the results.
Nigeria has not been doing well in the 400 meters race. What should be done to check the trend in view of some international events that will take place in the coming years?
In the 400 meter races in Nigeria, especially the men, we haven't really been producing athletes. We haven't been doing well. Sometimes it's very easy for us to look for an applause and clap and blame the administrators. But the bottom line, it goes down to we coaches and the athletes. The athletes are not working hard enough. The coaches are not reading hard enough and applying whatever they have read. You see, there are changes in how races run, and changes in dynamics, changes in dynamism, changes in techniques, changing in ideas. And we must move with the tide. So I think the coaches need to improve and experiment more. And we must get athletes that not only are talented and hardworking, but people ready to go the extra mile. At the end, that's what's required. In my time, we had quality 400 runners. We had the world junior champion. We had the NCAA champion. We had the world indoor champion. So there were lots of talents to choose from. But now there's a dearth of talent, there's a dearth of top quality runners, and majority of it I will put down to hard work. So we really need to get back to working hard, raw hard work.
That's Anefiok Udo-Obong, a member of Nigeria's gold medal-winning 4x400 meters men's relay team at the 2000 Sydney Olympics. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Anefiok Udo-Obong, a member of the Nigerian 4x400 meters gold-winning relay team from the Sydney Olympic Games. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Boxer Samuel Tachi won Ghana's first Olympic medal in 29 years, a bronze at the Tokyo Games. Our friend in Accra, Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori, reports Tachi took part in the Olympics closing ceremony in Tokyo. Sporty Olympic greetings, Kwabena!
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. The 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games came to an end on Sunday, August 8th, and at the closing ceremony, Ghana's only medal winner, Samuel Tetchy, represented Africa by joining International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach and others on the podium to complete formalities. The young Ghanaian Olympian defeated Colombian Avila Segura in the men's featherweight quarterfinal bout to win a bronze medal, while the hope of adding a medal by Ghana's men's 4x100-meter relay team last Friday was shattered after finishing with a time of 38.40 seconds and were later disqualified for a button change infringement. In a telephone conversation with Ghana Boxing Federation President George Okolamte in Tokyo, he expressed a delightful account on Tetchy's victory and made a humble appeal to his Ghanaian government and stakeholders to come on board and support all sporting disciplines in Ghana.
That is going to be the work of all of us within the elite finance sports, at least if we were able to meet the minister or the National Sports Authority director, so that we put this request to them that through boxing we have been able to get a medal for more than years. So we are appealing to them so that at least a quarter of whatever is, we are, as we always say, we are not comparing ourselves to the blaster, but we are appealing that they should give a lithic to all the least finance sports, boxing, athletics, all of them, and we could get more. Maybe we are promising them, it's not going to be in vain when they give it to us. When they give it to the least finance sport, every sport will come up and we can get more medals.
Also at the Tokyo Olympics Village, I asked Cameroon boxing coach Alan Didier Ngacha on telephone about his mixed feelings on Cameroon going home without a medal.
The Olympic Games are the biggest competition in the world. They require very serious preparation on all levels. First of all, in my country, there is no real gym for the training, no training materials. I say nothing. We prepare the Olympic qualifying tournament under this competition, and I qualified 3 boxers thanks to my knowledge, because I am graduated from the International Boxing Association. Thanks to my training experience and the determination of the children, I am very satisfied with their performance, but they are very insufficient to bring home a medal because of the very poor preparation. This is valid for all the disciplines which were in Tokyo. You realize, since March 2020, after the qualifying tournament for Olympic Games, my boxers only made one competition, the Zone 3 Championship. They had no international competition in their legs. They were absent at the World Championship in 2019 and at the international tournament in Russia in May 2021. They did not take part in the training camp held in Russia just before the Olympics. With all this dereliction of duty, we only prepared this Tokyo 2020 Olympics in 2 weeks in Ita in Japan, from July 4th to July 18th, 2021. It is the fault of all the sport leaders of my country. I blame all of them.
That was boxing coach of Cameroon, Alan Didier Ngacha. For the Sunny Side of Sports, Kwabno Fori reporting.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Prince Nesta is in Ghana this month for a special journalism program. And Prince has a report with reaction on Samuel Tetchy winning Olympic bronze.
Ghanaian boxer Samuel Tetchy won himself a boxing bronze medal at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics to cement Ghana's first podium finish in 29 years. The Black Bomber, as he is commonly referred to, beat Colombia's experienced boxer David Seliba Avia in the quarterfinal stage at the Kokugikan Arena. But his incredible Olympic journey ended after he lost out on a 4-1 split decision in his semifinal bout against Regan Duke in the men's featherweight title. I spoke to a few Ghanaians to hear their reactions on what the win means for them and their country, and what the country should do in order to guarantee more medals in the next Olympics.
Oh, we feel happy because it's almost 29 years that we've won medal. The only thing the government has to do is to resource the guys so that they can get more boxes and have the equipment. Well, Ghana here, they are lacking so many things. The train, the gym, if you go there, the boxing gym, we don't have boxing gym here. So they have to do it more and get more trainers so that they will help the guys improve. Every time they go, they bring more medals because they put Ghana on the map. Boxing is not easy. It's not an easy thing at all. So if that guy won it, because there are so many people, for Ghana to win that medal is a plus for us. It's not easy. I want to say to someone, you shouldn't be more complacent. You shouldn't say that you have won with this one, so you will relax. If you train more, if you train hard, sky is the limit. The more you do, the more you get recognized. Mayweather and Cody, they started like this. You have to encourage yourself more, train well. And there are so many things, as a boxer or as a trainer, me myself, I'm a trainer, so there are so many things you have to avoid. Womanizing and drinking alcohol and drugs. You remove that one every day, focus on training. The sky is the limit, you will be there.
We are happy. We are happy that you win. All the Ghanaians praying for win. But now you go and win the medal. So we are praying. So it should go high. It should make the training, high training. So all the Ghanaians, we Africa countries, we are praying for him to go high for us.
And so the win has made you happy. How do you think the country feels like? Did they feel disappointed maybe he didn't bring home a gold?
No. It's a game. It's a game. Everybody have a talent. Plenty of people go. Then he go and win. So we are happy. We are happy for him that he bring that drums to Ghana. So he should try his best to the fabric to make happy, more happy. He should don't make a lazy. He should make that he don't follow the guests, or the this thing. That man, if he follow that thing there, he could fall down. So he should go high to leave there. That if you have one girl, that's all. Not this girl. He should try his best. We pray for him.
I felt great, I felt excited, and it tells you the kind of talents we have in the country. Should things go well going forward, the government has a lot to do. Especially the government should start seeing sports as jobs. They keep saying they are creating jobs, but for me, what I see is they are creating non-existent jobs or jobs that will not fully exist after a certain shorter period. But should they be able to kind of like set and put things in place, just get to know that sports is also another job. For them to understand that, they'll be able to solve some of these issues, and then it's really going to help the youth, and we are going to create more jobs, and we'll be able to bring something back from the Olympics in the next 4 years.
How did the win, Samuel's win, make you feel?
We feel happy. We all feel happy. We think that God may raise him up, that he may want more. He didn't take this at this, though he doesn't mind. He didn't think that he has won. But you have to work hard to improve his marriage. He wins the flag of Ghana. Since 29 years ago, only someone has come back to do the same thing. So congratulations to him.
What do you think maybe the government should do so that next time there will be more competitive?
You see, sometimes financial problems, all the boxers and the footballers, they need some support. Without support, they can't do anything. And they need money to do something. They have to go to some place. The government have to work hard and put money on their accounts so that the footballers and the boxers, all the athletes, can do it for us. Give the money to do the work.
His performance actually is very, very good. It's almost 29 years down the line. There's no achievement for this country. And the secondary, our leaders always put their eyes on football, but not those athletes. But see the performance and the awareness the guy did for Ghanaians. So I'm proud of the guy. Our leaders should keep eyes on those boxers than the footballers, because the footballer cannot achieve anything. Since 1981 or 1982, As of now, Brasta didn't achieve anything for this nation. But look at the huge amount they put in the Brasta. Right now, look at the performance that guy put in the Olympic game. It's a very accolade. And then we are happy as a Ghanaian. We are proud of him too.
For the sunny side of sports, this is Prince Nesta in Accra, Ghana.
My name is Coach Ofori Asare, the head coach of the national boxing team of Ghana. You are listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
On the next Straight Talk Africa. As countries worldwide work to get shots in arms, many are running into a problem of trust and vaccine hesitancy. Is fake news behind it? And is misinformation on social media hurting vaccination drives across Africa? Join me, Haydee Adams, on the next Straight Talk Africa, this Wednesday at 18:30 UTC.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
I'm VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. Here's some food for thought. Are there lessons we can learn from Olympians in terms of diet? Well, my VOA colleague, Carol Pearson, tries to answer that question for us.
Top athletes spend countless hours training their bodies, no matter what sport they choose. And to be able to count on reaching their peak performance, they need energy that comes from the right nutrition. Dr. David Creel is both a psychologist and a registered dietitian with Cleveland Clinic in Ohio.
So what this means is generally a diet rich in carbohydrates, which gives them the preferred fuel for their muscles and their brain when they exercise. And they want protein to help repair muscles and sometimes build muscle, and fats, which are important for vitamin absorption and just to feel full after meals.
Here are some lessons Creel says we can take from Olympians. They purposely pick foods that are going to benefit them both physically and mentally. And we can do that too. Think lean proteins, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and healthy fats like avocados, nuts, and olive oil. Creel says these athletes are also good about timing their meals and choosing snacks to help them reach peak performance. We can do that by not skipping meals and eating everything in moderation. And finally, Creel says top athletes always make sure to drink enough water and get enough sleep.
Rest is important for both athletes and non-athletes. And it really sets the stage for how we eat. They really go hand in hand. So, for instance, if someone doesn't sleep well, they get up late, they skip breakfast, they make poor choices throughout the day, or they may overeat late at night. And when they overeat late at night, they don't sleep well. And this vicious cycle just continues day after day.
Even though we may not be top athletes, following this routine will give us the energy we need to do our best, both mentally and physically. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
Sporting greetings. This is Esebume, 3-time African champion in long jump. You're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, S.A. S.A. Brume was one of two female athletes to win medals for Team Nigeria at the Tokyo Olympics. S.A. won a bronze in the long jump, and Blessing Oborududu won a silver in wrestling. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Kenya's Eliud Kipchoge successfully defended his Olympic marathon title Sunday in Sapporo, Japan. VOA's Gwen Uden has reaction from Kipchoge, as well as the president of World Athletics. Sporty Olympic greetings, Gwen.
Sporty Olympic greetings, Sonny. In 2016, Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge won gold at the Rio Games. In 2019, he entered the history books as the only athlete to run a marathon in under 2 hours. And on Sunday, he became a two-time gold medalist in Tokyo. Kipchoge clocked a time of 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 38 seconds and now holds two of the top five fastest times in Olympic marathon history. And afterwards, Kipchoge called winning a second consecutive Olympic marathon the achievement of a lifetime.
You can only chase one rabbit. If you chase two, then you cannot get all of them. For the last 5 months, I've been concentrating on the Tokyo Olympic Games, not 25 months. For the last 2 years, I've been concentrating on Tokyo Olympic Games 2020. So I told them to plan another thing when there is a big job ahead of me. That's why I respect the values of preparation and planning. That what was in my bucket list was Tokyo 2020. But for now, I want to enjoy winning here in Tokyo.
Prior to October 2020, Kipchoge had won 10 straight races until his winning streak came to an end at the London Marathon last year. That defeat cast doubts on whether he could defend his Olympic title in Tokyo. But this past April, all doubts vanished with his victory in the Netherlands in the lead up to the Games. And Kipchoge says his long journey back to the top is a testament to the endurance and strength of the human spirit.
When I was alone, then I was not really confident that I still win, but I tried to push on. That I got a peace in my mind to enable me to push more because I was alone, and that's what made me go and maintain the pace. So I tried just to push, and I see some people still there. I tried again, and I just got some few meters, and The distance starts to increase a little bit, and that's where I maintained.
Kipchoge is now only the third man to win consecutive Olympic marathon titles, and he's arguably the greatest marathon runner and one of the greatest athletes in Olympics history. On Sunday, World Athletics President Sebastian Coe called Kipchoge a hero, not only to the people of Kenya, but to the entire world.
Kipchoge is a hero. He's a hero to millions and millions of people, and it goes way, way beyond athletics now. You've only got to see the emotional appeal that he has, and I've seen this close at hand when he's been, you know, in running communities and way, way beyond running communities. You know, the 2 hour barrier was a massive moment in our sport. Okay, it wasn't in a competitive race, but it was still one of those big moments, and I'm delighted actually that he has probably got towards the end of his career with another Olympic title under his belt. I think he thoroughly deserves it.
Kipchoge has not said whether or not he will race again at the Paris Games in 2024, but the 36-year-old is looking towards the future and says he wants to be remembered as someone who brought change and inspiration to the sport.
I want to actually be remembered that I changed this world and make running a lifestyle. I'm really advocating for all the families in this world to make running their lifestyles. And I trust it's the only way to come together. It's the only way to enjoy life. That's why I want to be remembered as the one who brought change and inspire the next generation, the whole youth of 3 billion people.
Following his gold medal performance in Tokyo, Kipchoge posted a Twitter message that said simply, "No human is limited." Well, he has certainly proven that. Congratulations to two-time Olympic champion, Eliud Kipchoge. And that's all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uden. And that wraps up the August 9th Olympic edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.